We've had these announcements now from Broadband Infrastructure Ireland, and basically any time you ask a question, now you're told to go online and that you can see where it's been rolled out. But I see no indication of being rolled out here in East Donegal area, and that with the Sun Valley, Dean Valley, anywhere along there. And for the last, particularly in the last year or two, I've been getting an awful lot of phone calls, because apparently under the LAF scheme, it looked as if one in every three roads were just randomly selected for putting broadband, and that had nothing to do with amount of businesses or farmers or, you know, people working from home or teachers or anything else. It just seemed very indiscriminate. And a lot of them people are sitting out, particularly obviously this last year, and they have no broadband at all. And there's so many people online that are actually using some of the lines that are there, and they're overloaded. And, you know, but there's not even hope out there. And that's it's very hard to get a straight answer from anybody. You're told to go online, but all that tells us that we're just not being considered at the moment. And I do know parts of Donegal are being surveyed, and that's the first stage, it's the survey of the area. But, you know, if they're around here, they don't take much of a survey to know just every, as I say, every two or three roads are just not covered at all.
Is the government giving enough urgency to the National Broadband Plan, and is the government giving enough impetus to speeding up its rollout, given the demand there is for broadband, given the demand for homeschooling, the demand for home working, and indeed, as you've said, the demand now for broadband in the agricultural sector as well?
Yeah, well, look, everything, it's not new. Like, sure, that's the whole idea. We all know where the banks and different financial institutions and a lot of other institutions are closing, because everything now is done online. If you want to complain, ask a question, you want to make a connection to anything, even if you don't even want to get a phone line, like, everything has to be done online now. Like, the government agencies and everything, they keep sending you back social welfare, anything at all. And now even the banks now are linking your bank accounts now with your phone. You have to do it. You have no choice. Yet and all, the broadband's not there. I recognise that Tanis just said there, was it a few months ago, maybe said 6 or 8 weeks ago, he did say that they're going to sort of bring it forward, but sort of fast forward it a wee bit, but it's still far, far too low. The fault was at the start. They were given 10 years to roll it out, and they still end up owning the infrastructure. But I don't know how they're selecting areas. There's no criteria that I can see. Because this is quite, the East Donegal area of the county is quite a populated area, and an awful lot of businesses within rural settings, farmers and quite a few other people, and people now trying to work from home. And there's no indication at all what's going to happen. So I would be quite critical. The way it was set up, but it's set up now, but it's the way Broadband Infrastructure Ireland is rolling it out. The lack of information, I have asked at this meeting, and I've asked at the last meeting the same thing. I've asked the people that deal with IT in the council that are in contact with Broadband Infrastructure Ireland to get some answers and to get them out here, and maybe come to our MD, the Liverston or MD, and meet and discuss the members, so that we can turn round and tell people, it's 6 months, it's a year, it's 2 years, whatever. Information is so important for people that are in business and that are planning to set up business.